In this GIFcast, we're going to select a Persian input method and write a few simple sentences. With no training and no documentation, any Farsi writer familiar with Emacs can write these, as Farsi transliterate Banon input method is intuitive. I'll be using KeyCast to show you keys as they are used. Let me first describe as to what we have on the screen. There are three windows in one frame. KeyCast will show commands and keys on the mode line. The leftmost window is showing logs of KeyCast. Transformed individual unshaped letters will appear here. The middle window is running a tail minus F on the dribble file piped to fold minus W1. This lets you see the raw ASCII characters as I type them. The right window is the empty buffer on ex.fa file. Anything that I describe here can be done with Virgin Emacs distribution with nothing added. But I'm using BLE by Starliber Halal Emacs environment to show things. You don't need to have BLE for writing the equivalent of the text in this GIFcast. First, I'm going to select the Farsi transliterate Banon. I'm entering Control X, Enter, Control Backslash. Notice the mode line and the prompt at mini buffer. With completion, I'm going to select Farsi transliterate Banon. Notice that Farsi ECD9147 was also provided as a choice. Also, notice that the letter B appears in the left of the mode line of ex.fa. This indicates which input method has been selected. Also notice that cursor is on the top left corner of ex.fa. Next, I'm going to enter the S character. Notice the cursor moved to the right and unshaped sin appeared in the ex.fa buffer and on the mode line and in the KeyCast log buffer. Next, I'm going to enter L. Notice LOM in the mode line and notice how sin was subjected to shaping. Next, I'm going to write the letter to write the following. Salam, hal shoma chetore? Ba in Emacs hame kar mishe kard. Hello, how are you? You can do everything with Emacs. Generally, same sounding Latin characters are used. As usual, vowels are ignored unless called for. Notice that in order to get Hey Jimmy, I repeated H twice. Shin is the obvious SH. Che is the obvious CH. Te dastedar is uppercase T. Te donorte is lowercase T. That's it. We managed to write in Farsi with a QWERTY keyboard intuitively. Next, we're going to switch back to Globish and write back to Globish. Notice that the Globish sentence started from the left side. This is due to proper detection of paragraph directionality by Emacs.